Hello and welcome. I'm so glad you're here because today we are diving deep into one of the most rewarding and honestly one of the most achievable parts of your EdExcel IGC SE English Literature exam, the Anthology Poetry Comparison Question. This is section B of paper one. It's worth 30 marks and you have 40 minutes to answer it. That might sound daunting, but by the end of this episode, you're going to feel genuinely confident about what to do, how to structure your response, and crucially, how to avoid the mistakes that cost students marks every single year. We're going to cover the core concepts you need to know, walk through the assessment objectives, give you exam tips straight from the mark scheme, do a quick fire quiz at the end, and send you off with a clear, memorable framework you can use in the exam room. So grab a pen, maybe a cup of tea, and let's get started. First, let's talk about what the anthology actually contains. You have 16 poems in total, and a booklet containing all of them will be given to you in the exam, so you don't need to memorize every word. But you absolutely do need to know your poems well enough to select the right quotes quickly and write about them with confidence. The 16 poems are If by Rudyard Kipling, Prayer Before Birth by Louis MacNeice, Blessing by Imtiaz Darker, Search for My Tongue by Sujata Bhatt, Half Past Two by U.A. Fanthorpe, Piano by D.H. Lawrence, Hide and Seek by Vernon Scannell, Sonnet 116 by William Shakespeare, La Belle Dame Sans Merci by John Keats, Poem at 39 by Alice Walker, War Photographer by Carol Ann Duffy, The Tiger by William Blake, My Last Duchess by Robert Browning, Half Caste by John Eggard, Do Not Go Gentle Into That Good Night by Dylan Thomas, and Remember by Christina Rossetti. Now the question will either give you two specific poems to compare, or it will name one poem and ask you to choose another from the anthology yourself. Either way, the task is the same. Compare how the two poets present a particular theme or idea. Here's the key thing to understand about the assessment objectives. In section B, you are only assessed on 2, AO2, and AO3. AO2 asks you to analyze the language, form, and structure used by a writer to create meanings and effects. AO3 asks you to explore links and connections between texts. Each of these is worth 15 marks, so they are equally weighted. Context, which is assessed in other questions, is not separately assessed here. What matters is your ability to compare and to analyze method. Let's think about some of the major themes that run across the anthology, because these are what the exam questions will focus on. Identity and belonging comes up in poems like Search for My Tongue, where Bhatt uses the extended metaphor of a tongue rotting in the mouth to explore the fear of losing one's mother tongue and cultural identity. Half Caste by John Eggard uses a defiant, confrontational voice and non-standard spelling to challenge the racist implications of the term half-caste. These two poems work brilliantly together in a comparison about cultural identity. Memory and childhood is explored in Half Past Two, where Fanthorpe uses capitalized invented words like school time and getting up time to capture the way a child experiences time, outside of adult clock time. Piano by D.H. Lawrence uses a volta, a turn in the poem, to move from present to past as the speaker is overwhelmed by childhood memory. Both poems deal with the emotional power of the past. Power and Control is central to My Last Duchess by Browning, a dramatic monologue in which the Duke of Ferrara reveals, chillingly, that he had his wife killed because she smiled too freely. The controlled rhyming couplets mirror his obsessive need for control. Compare this with The Tiger by Blake, where the speaker questions, what kind of God could create something so terrifyingly powerful? A poem about the limits of human understanding in the face of divine force. Conflict and society is at the heart of War Photographer by Carol Ann Duffy. The poem follows a photographer developing his images in a dark room, and Duffy uses the contrast between the ordered rows of the photographs and the chaos of war to explore how Western society is desensitized to suffering. Prayer Before Birth by MacNeice uses an unborn child's voice to present a world so corrupt and violent that the speaker begs not to be born into it. Right, let's get into the exam tips, and I want to be really specific here because these are the things that separate a grade 5 from a grade 9. Tip 1, always write comparatively throughout. Do not write about poem A for 3 paragraphs and then poem B for 3 paragraphs. Examiners call this sequential analysis, and it will cap you at level 2, that's around 12 marks out of 30. Instead, weave both poems into every paragraph. Use connectives like in stark contrast, similarly, both poets, whilst Duffy presents, and Augard, conversely, uses. Tip 2. Analyze method, not just meaning. The most common mistake examiners see is what they call feature spotting. A candidate writes, "Duffy uses a metaphor," and then moves on. That earns very few marks. You need to explain the effect of the technique. Ask yourself, why did the poet make this choice? What does it make the reader feel or think? How does it contribute to the poem's overall argument? Tip 3, address the question directly. Every year, examiners report that candidates write pre-rehearsed responses that don't actually answer the specific question asked. If the question asks about concerns about society, make sure every paragraph links back to that specific focus. Use the question's keywords in your answer. Tip 4, plan before you write. Spend 5 minutes mapping out 3 or 4 comparative points with a quote from each poem for each point. This stops you from going off track and ensures your essay has a clear structure. Tip 5, your introduction should do real work. Don't just introduce the poems, state your argument. Something like, "Both Duffy and McNace present society as fundamentally indifferent to human suffering, though whilst Duffy focuses on the complicity of the individual, McNace adopts a broader, more apocalyptic vision of societal corruption." That's a conceptualized argument, and that's what gets you into the top levels. Okay, quiz time. I'll ask the question, then give you a moment to think, and then I'll give the answer. Ready? Question 1. In War Photographer, what phrase does Duffy use to describe the photographs being developed? Think about it. The answer is 100 agonies in black and white. This suggests the sheer scale of suffering captured in the images. Question 2. Which poem uses non-standard English spelling and grammar as a deliberate structural choice to challenge racial prejudice? Think. That's Half Cast by John Eggard. Question 3. In My Last Duchess, what poetic form does Browning use, and what does it reveal about the Duke's character? Think. It's a dramatic monologue written in iambic pentameter with rhyming couplets. The controlled form mirrors the Duke's obsessive need to control everything, including his late wife. Question 4. What is the central extended metaphor in Search for My Tongue? Think. The mother tongue is compared to a flower that, despite appearing to rot, blooms again in dreams, representing the resilience of cultural identity. So, to bring it all together, the Section B poetry comparison question is 30 marks, assessing AO2, language, form, and structure, and AO3 comparison. You have 40 minutes, spend 5 planning, and the rest writing in integrated comparative paragraphs. Remember the key themes: identity and belonging, memory and childhood, power and control, conflict and society, love and mortality. Know your poems well enough to move fluidly between them. Avoid the big mistakes: sequential analysis, feature spotting without effect, and ignoring the specific focus of the question. And use your comparative connectives in stark contrast, similarly, whilst, conversely, both poets. You've got this. The more you practice writing comparative paragraphs, even just 1 or 2 a day, the more natural it will feel in the exam. Good luck, and I'll see you in the next episode.